next one.
The Brady Report.
It's Ash Wednesday. G'day, Ender Brady.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Hey, Baz.
Three parcel bombs.
Yeah, in central London. This is a big, big story, and we have a joint police investigation underway tonight here in the UK between London and Dublin, because the letter bombs, as they were, had Irish stamps on them, and they had a return address in Dublin. Now, a treasure trove of forensic information, so basically you got the handwriting, the actual packages themselves, which were all viable devices, and then you have potentially any saliva behind the stamps. They were sent to an address at Heathrow Airport in London, London City Airport, and also one was sent to Waterloo Train Station. Now, nobody was injured. A couple of buildings were evacuated. But tonight, a big, big joint investigation between the Metropolitan Police in London and on Garda Síochána, which is the Irish police force based in Dublin.
Now, mate, a picture has emerged of significance.
Yeah, so this is Keith Flint from The Prodigy, who he was a great, great, great musician. He really was. He was different. He looked different. He sounded different. And his music was incredible. Passed away on Monday, taking his own life at the age of 49. And a really sad picture has emerged today. Him running, he'd just taken up running, and he was in a park run in Chelmsford in Essex, near where he lived. And Saturday afternoon, he smashed it. 5 kilometres, 21 minutes and 22 seconds. That is a pretty good pace. Really, really good pace. And a picture of him, and, you know, without the piercings, without the crazy hair, and just enjoying himself. And he looked like a man on fire, literally loving his life. That was Saturday afternoon. By 9 a.m. on Monday, he was gone.
Yeah, hard to get your head around, isn't it? Particularly for his family, friends, and many fans throughout the world. Ender, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.